And from John the Baptist, from the cross, the hourglass started shofar, the shofar kadal, with a great shofar that will announce the return of Christ. And from this hourglass that's opening up, it's as if it's filling up from the cross where Jesus died, where he took all of us with him, where he paid for all our sins. And from there on, the hourglass started to open up, and the desire of the Lord is that many of us will be added to the number of those who serve him and who usher in the return of Christ. Those who are making up the bride, those who are the sealed ones. And each and every one of us that's reborn is included in the scripture where Jesus said, but he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. But the problem that we have is that we do not understand the mandate of Satan against the church and against us. And we do not understand how we work hard day and night to lie. To lie and to feed us with lies and to tell us, you know what, you are not good enough. You know what, your sins are not up to bid. We just sang, we overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. And then the scripture in Revelation is completed by, we did not love our lives until death. So in this cross, in the center where the hourglass is at its smallest, where the cross of Christ happened, he paid a price, he made a way for us to restore back to him and to become greater than John the Baptist and what he did. But we do not believe that, and I ask God this morning, I said, Lord, what is the specific word that you want us to hear that will activate us to become powerful for you in the kingdom? And God just gave me the scripture in Mark 12:30, where the word says, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. This is your emotions, your intellect, your will, and with all your mind, with all your reasoning, and with all your strength. Everything that is in us. With all your heart, we will look at the heart a bit. With all your soul, it's a place where we come and we say, Lord, I don't want to wake up this morning. I feel depressed, but I choose to serve you. It's a place where you will come on a daily basis and you would say, be quiet, my soul. You need to serve the Lord. It's a place where you will take authority over your soul, over your will, over your emotions. Many times people come in the time while traveling, so many people come to me and say, Amanda, please pray for me. My will is so passive. And this is the one thing we cannot pray for each other. Because you need to submit your will unto God. And we can come with many words. We can come every year. There is all this high-flying words going all around the earth about this and about that. But if we can't get the basics right, and if we don't desire to serve God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, it's not possible, actually, for any other word to come to pass in our lives. Because this is what God wants. That is why he told Abraham in Genesis 17:1, when he called Abraham, when he decided that he wanted people for himself, that the day that he told Abraham to come out of the land Ur, his father's land, he said to him, Abraham, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless. And this is not a command to be sinless, because many people think that they need to be sinless for God to use them. But it's absolutely not true. The only thing that God wants from us is to walk blameless. And I will take you through a few scriptures very fast, but I want us to concentrate tonight, to hear every word, because this word has the possibility and has life in it, and it can change your life forever tonight. And I trust God that this word will come and cut every lie from us. So when God spoke to Abraham, he did not tell him, "Abraham, please be sinless before me." He said, "Be blameless, be perfect." The word blameless means just this. This is what God asked from him. Be a mature man. Be consistently obedient, answering to all the demands of God on a constant basis. It's a place where you will choose to turn your heart daily back to God. Where you will say, "Lord, I desire to walk blameless before you. Holy Spirit, what in my life is hindering me from being blameless? What in my life do I need to repent of? What in my life do I need to change to become like Abraham, a man of destiny?" Because of Abraham's obedience to God, because of his desire to trust God in this, he became the father of faith. He became the father of nations, and we became heirs because of him. This inheritance, I want you guys to put off the cell phone quickly. God wants us to walk blameless before him. And this means radical obedience. If we want to become powerful, if we want to become more than John the Baptist, and Christ said it's possible, then we need to take the word of God to heart. Do you know that we can sit on the benches of churches for 30, 40, 50 years without leading one soul to the Lord? We can sit and we can come for prayer without even praying for ourselves. We can even receive powerful words from the Lord with instruction and choose to ignore that. While ministering, I've been to Namibia for twice this year, and I've seen some people there. And the one girl came to me, she said, "You know what, I'm staying with my friend, but we plan to marry, This, and they had big, huge financial crisis. And God gave me a word for them. And he told me, your fiancé will receive work this week." I actually did not give me a time, but he did receive the work that week. But God gave me an amount. But in the same sentence, the Lord says, "I want you to obey me. And I want you to break up and restore until marriage." So God gave him an instruction to do. The week he received a work offer, exactly the amount the Lord said. But they refused to repent. And they refused to restore the Lord. Break up, live separate until marriage. And you know, when he went back for the contract, on the contract was the amount of 12,000, not 20,000. So when I came there the next time, they came back for prayer. And the Lord said, "No, you cannot pray for me. Because the first instruction that did not apply." Now with Abraham, he chose to follow the instruction of the Lord carefully. When Abimelech the king took Abraham's wife, and Abraham lied, and his wife also lied to him, and they told Abimelech it's his sister. But listen to what the word of God says. And it's all about your heart. I'm speaking about how God wants our heart turned back to him. In the word of God, it says in Genesis 20, verse 3 to 6, "But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, 'Behold, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife.' Now Abimelech had not approached her, so he said, 'Lord, will you kill us back to God? Are we merely new, he's standing, he knew his state with God. That's why in the dream he could ask the Lord a question. When I read this, I said, Lord, is this possible for me? When you come to me and you tell me I've then done wrong, that I can argue in a beautiful sense, not in a bad sense, with you. I will merely have the opportunity and listen what the Word of God says. So he said, Lord, will you kill an innocent people? Did he not himself say to me, and he's speaking of Abraham, she is my sister, and she herself said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and the innocence of my hands, I have done this. And then God answers and he says, then God said to him in a dream, yes, I know that you have done this in the integrity of your heart. So God knew Abraham lied to Abimelech. God knew he's talking the truth. And God gives him the benefit of the doubt. And he says, yes, you have done this in the integrity of your heart. But then God continues and he says, and it was I who kept you from sinning against me. So although Abimelech said, I've done this in integrity of heart and innocence of my hands, the Lord corrected him and he said, I kept you from sinning. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, Amanda, you know what? When your heart is turned to me, you open up for the opportunity that the Holy Spirit can lead you away from sin. That the Holy Spirit can keep you from sinning. Like in the Old Testament, Abimelech did things that was right in the eyes of the Lord. Jesus did not even die at this stage. At this stage, the grace of God, the way we know it today, was not available. But he could do that. Later on, in 2 Kings 20, verse 2 to 3, Hezekiah, when God told him, Hezekiah, your time is out, you are going to die. The same thing happened. He said, Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, now, O Lord, please remember how I have walked before you in faithfulness and with a whole heart, and have done what is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. And God added 15 years to his years. So what is God saying tonight? He's looking for our hearts. In Proverbs 4:23, the word says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life, or for it is the wellspring of life. So what God is saying to us tonight is more than anything for this year, 2013. He's not interested in many words. He's not interested in a lot of promises, empty promises. He's just asking one thing from us. He's asking our hearts. He's asking that we will purify our hearts. Now, I'm nearly finished with the word, absolutely important. Matthew 15:18 says, but the things that come out of the mouth comes from the heart. And these make a man unclean. So one of the things that God wants us to think about tonight is, what is coming out of my heart? What is the words that is coming out of my mouth? Because God says this is the main thing that makes us unclean before the Lord. And he wants us to think about how our hearts, what is the condition of our hearts. And just to close down, how do we guard our hearts? What did God give? Did he give us a weapon? Do you know? Did he give us a weapon? The breastplate of righteousness. Ephesians 6, verse 14 is one of the scriptures where God came. He said, there's an armor, but specifically righteousness. It's all over, the breastplate is all over your chest, like in the Roman times, and when the soldiers still wore their armor. The breastplate of righteousness is over your heart. Now, there's a scripture that's very powerful in the Word. I will just read two or three. Proverbs 11:4 says, riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. So can we afford not to wear our breastplate of righteousness? Can we? Well, probably sometimes. Yeah. Why? Our heart will be vulnerable. We will not be able to guard our hearts. I will read what the Word says about righteousness. Do we earn, do we have to work for righteousness? See? No. Jesus paid for righteousness. It's free. We cannot work. But the Word says in Psalm 119, verse 172, my tongue shall speak of your words. For all your commandments are righteousness. So do we need to be obedient to the Lord to wear our breastplate of righteousness? Can we actually undress our armor? Can we, by a lifestyle that's disobedient? Yes. We can lose our breastplate of righteousness if we do not live a life of repentance. If we do not trust in God. Now, die skrif wat baie belangrik is vir ons om te hoor, is dat 1 Thessalonians 5:8, where the Word says, but let us who are of the day be sober. In other words, we who are reborn, we are of the day where there is light. Those who are of the night are not from God. That's what the Word says. So he says, we who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. So one of the things that keep the breastplate, that guards our heart, is faith and love. And then the Word says, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. So we really need to understand tonight, and God wants us to hear this. He wants us to hear this. Our hearts are the wellspring of life. If our hearts are defiled, the words and the stuff that will come out will not be good. So we need to constantly turn our hearts back to the Lord daily. We need to use all our strength. We need to use our mind. When you find your heart is dark, when there's unforgiveness or bitterness or fear or whatever, your mind must come in action and say, my heart be healed. I need to repent. I need to restore. Amen. Now, Jeremiah 23:6 says, in his days, Judah will be saved. Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called the Lord our righteousness, Jehovah Tidkin. The Lord our righteousness. So we must understand we cannot work for righteousness. It's not possible. Righteousness is for free. But we can lose our shield, our breastplate of righteousness, if we choose to sin constantly and if we choose not to repent, if we choose to disobey God, if God tells us, you know what, sometimes when God tells us to do good things, like take food to this person or hug that person, and you don't do that, that's also disobedience and sin in God's eyes. Do you understand that? It's not only the filthy stuff of life. It's when you ignore the voice of the Lord, then you become disobedient. Disobedience, it strips us of our breastplate of righteousness. God wants us. calling, the reason why we are not active, the reason why we don't have confidence to pray for the sick, the reason why we do not have confidence to speak life into dead situations, is because our heart is not right with the Lord. Once you seek the Lord, once you understand that we are saved by grace, once we understand that Jesus paid for our righteousness, we can run to Him and say, Lord, what in life, what in my life is there that hinders my righteousness from being restored? Please, Jesus, I want to know, show me Holy Spirit, and we start to repent as the Lord show us. We repent. When I went back to and ministered to this the girl and the and fiance, and I told them, you cannot come for prayer over and over and expect from other people to stand in the gap and you keep on sinning. There's a price that you will pay for disobedience. So you know what they did? This time they truly repented. They took time out, they sat together, and they repented towards each other for being disobedient to God, living together like husband and wife. And they're separated now until they are in a restoration process until the marriage in 2 or 3 months' time. And already we can see a mighty change happening. So, what is the message tonight, Amanda? The message is this. God called us to be greater than John the Baptist. But God wants our heart. He wants us to serve Him, not only with our heart. He doesn't want us to serve Him only with our mind and our soul, but with all our strength. This past week, I had to minister very long hours. I thought it's going to be a week of rest, a week before I need to prepare for the prayer school. But you know how awesome is God. In His presence, your strength are renewed. So when I felt weak, because some days it was 3 very heavy counseling sessions, I said, Lord, I can only declare You are my strength. I want to be obedient. And what is the reward? The reward is souls. The reward is deliverance. The reward is people that start to walk in the destiny call of the Lord. But listen to me, God wants us as a church to stand up in the name of Jesus. We cannot come forever to church, Sunday after Sunday, sit here, receive the word, go back and still call somebody to come and pray for us. While the word of the Lord is available, each and everyone has the word, the Bible, there, we need to see salvations. We need to see deliverance. We need to see healing. We need to see breakthrough. If we pray for rain, we will see it. If we pray for finance restoration and the people repented of their sins and they turned back to God, we will see it. Amen. So, Hannes vanaand bid. Ek weet dit is nou al laat, maar ons is hier vir die Here. Stem julle saam. God het nou nie gesê ons moet nou so lank wees dat ons nie kan bid nie. Wie van julle is reg om te bid gou? Amen. Kom ons staan. Sit ons die laaste song op, asseblief. While we sing this song, bring your heart before God tonight. I'm willing to pray for people tonight. Bring your heart before God. Say, Lord, I want to turn my heart back to You. I want to become greater than John the Baptist, Lord. I want to be relevant in Your kingdom. I want to be part of those who prepare the bride for the return of Christ. I want to be part of those who bring healing to those who are sick, ill, those who are depressed, those who are... I want to be the answer of the Lord Jesus on the earth. Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
inner strength.